Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to Gnip-Gnup.
Happy Easter.
Hi. It's
we're working on Good Friday.
Show number four. It's Friday. It's Good Friday. And the sun is shining, and it doesn't look like we're going to have any more of those snow showers like we did yesterday.
Did you see the Tigers game yesterday?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, it was.
Made the national news. They had a blizzard. You couldn't even see outfield.
But, you know, the thing is, I remember I went to two back-to-back home openers, and I remember the first one being bundled up and thinking to myself, going, no, I don't want a beer. I want hot chocolate. And then the next year, it was like 75 degrees. It was absolutely beautiful, sunny skies and everything. So, I mean, when you're playing baseball in April, you're taking a chance.
Up in the Great Lakes, for sure, for sure. I'm Chris Uzinski, and that's Greg Gnip, by the way.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, I guess I should introduce. All right, so before we do anything, okay, there's two things. I'm going to take care of a little bit of business really quickly.
Oh, okay. Don't forget to wipe.
Now, okay, three things. All right, so we all know that this whole lockdown thing's going on again right now, and a lot of restaurants are pretty upset. So here's the thing. If you were going out to eat on Saturday or Sunday. Yeah. A lot of these restaurants have got a lot of food still. And if you're thinking, you know what? We're not going into the restaurant. Take it as takeout. Just get it as takeout. Eat it at home. It's still the same food. It's still just as delicious. Help out the restaurant. So go to them, get your food, bring it home, and enjoy it at home, and keep these guys, going, and help them out.
Yeah, I talked about this with my wife last night. I said, you know, even though this edict has come down, and is just kind of putting the brakes on absolutely everything in the province of Ontario, the one thing that is unique, and I said, like, they have to give them some time to get rid of all that food that they've ordered and is in stock in all these restaurants. Like, they got to clear that stuff. So help them clear the stuff.
I mean, personally, I'll eat. I'll go to all the different restaurants, and I'll eat this weekend. I'm good. If I don't have to cook, I'm happy. Yeah. But no, you're right. But you know, if you've got a reservation, you can't go in, but you can still get the food you were planning on doing. Take it home with you and eat and enjoy it.
You got it.
And then my second thing is, this is something that you're really you're connected to.
I am.
So yesterday, I had this woman love my because I've got the three dogs.
Yes.
And it was kind of late at night, and she was absolutely loving your leashes.
Oh, the LED leashes. Yeah.
The LED leashes. So here's the thing. So Chris here has these leashes from Running Flat.
I don't have any of them on me either.
Right. Next time I'll bring them in. I'll bring one up. It just came to me today. Right. But they're either green or red.
Yep.
And they flash, and they're bright. And this woman was driving her car, and she actually stopped, pulled over, and was like, I love them. Where do you get these? That whole kind of thing. So if you've got dogs and you take them for walks in the morning or at night, check out Chris Uzinski's Facebook page and the whole Running Flat thing. The leashes.
Doggy do leashes at runningflat.com. You just go to runningflat.com and they're all there.
See how easy that was?
Well, thanks.
All right. Well, listen, we survived April Fool's Day. Well, I mean, it's the second one. I mean, let's be honest, with everything that's going on in the world right now, this has pretty much been feeling like every day is April Fool's. Mm.
It has really been something else. Hey, what are you drinking, by the way?
Oh, what am I drinking? I'm keeping it semi-local.
Okay.
So I'm drinking a coffee from Anchor Coffee.
Nice. Nice.
But because it's Easter, I figured it needed something a little sassy. So I put in my Red Velvet Baileys.
Good golly. Red Velvet Baileys.
It's not bad.
Which craft is that?
I wouldn't tell anybody to rush out and get it.
No.
But, you know, it's nice in a coffee. It's good. I mean, I feel kind of guilty putting it into something good like from Anchor Coffee because I think they do an amazing job. But I'm like, all right, I guess I'll have a little drink on Good Friday.
Are you a dark roast kind of guy, or are you like a medium roast kind of guy?
It totally depends on what I'm doing.
Oh.
So in my house, the only thing I never get is light roast. It's always medium or dark. But
yeah. So I guess.
So what are you drinking mister?
You know, I'm a Polak true and through, right? You know, it's just with a name like Uzinski, I got to be Polish, right?
Well, it was either that or Greek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So, you know, one of the things that we do is we celebrate Easter in a really big way. And one of the things that we do drink, besides vodka, I mean, everybody knows we all drink vodka, is something called Krupnik, which is a honey liqueur. As you can see, it's a beautiful color and it's super sweet. And it's just a really nice kind of warm me up drink. This is old Krupnik versus new Krupnik. I don't know what the hell that's all about. But anyway.
Which now makes me want to go see if I can find you some new Krupnik.
Oh, yeah. On eBay somewhere, I'm sure. Yeah. So it's actually made in Poland. It's a really nice liqueur. And if you're going to pour one of these, you have to pour it in that Polish crystal pinwheel shot glass.
Oh, yeah,
that your grandmother used to have.
Yep.
And that's the only way to drink this stuff.
That's brilliant. So cheers, my friend. Wow. There you go. Well, as Chris is busy choking over there, I guess we'll start off with let's start off with Easter. You're a good you know, and when I say it this way, I mean it with love and respect. You know, you come from the immigrant family. Yeah, I came from an immigrant family, yep. And we had some, and here's what I always said. I never always believed they were 100% old country traditions. I think my grandparents sometimes just did them and they went, hey, you know what? We do this.
Make them obviously go like, along.
You know, but, you know, I said one of the things that I always will remember on Easter weekend are the egg battles.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The egg battles. So my grandmother would boil Easter eggs, right? She'd boil, get hard boiled eggs, and then she would do them in red onions, like the red onion peels.
Okay.
So they would be this kind of terracotta color. And that would be her idea of painting an egg, is just putting them in there. But then it became the battle where you'd have to find the egg to see which one was the strongest on the top.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandfather, my Jedushka, he was serious. He had to get first dibs on any of the eggs, check them on the teeth, and then it would be the battle. And if he lost early,
there's hell to pay.
Oh, yeah. He would regular. It was almost like he would, it was almost like he'd be calling like a fix. I don't believe this. No. Let me try again.
You know, that's a really big Eastern European tradition. So we as Polish people, we did the same thing. We would actually boil the eggs, color them, you know, wax them. Pisanki is what they're called. And we would do all that. And I think the funny thing is we would do egg wars after the eggs got blessed on a Saturday. And you would do egg wars when you got together for dinner. And you would hit the top of the other egg to see if it cracks, right? And then flip it. And, you know, the rounder part is not as firm or strong as the upper part. And great fun.
Now, did you go to church?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, I mean, we're Polish. I mean, the Pope was Polish at the time. I mean, everybody went to church was Polish, right?
Yeah, see, I'm not Catholic, so I'm actually Orthodox. So I actually, theoretically, I celebrate, you know, the whole later thing, right? but it was funny, when I dated a girl from Warsaw for 6 years.
That's right.
And I used to laugh about it because that would be the thing. On Easter, I would go to church with her. It was all in Polish.
Of course.
And I she'd just go, listen, kneel when I kneel, stand up when I stand up.
But that would be
the other thing. It's like 6 hours of church.
It's four hours.
After a full meal, I'd be the guy going,
yeah. Yeah, that's really no exaggeration, Greg. I mean, I got to tell you, the mass on Friday is 3 and a bit hours, depending on who's doing it, and it's a long haul. It really is. And as a kid, it's just like painful as anything else. You know, I mean, if you can survive that, then you can survive COVID.
Well, yeah, that's yeah. So little did we realize that that was actually just a kind of a version of a lockdown. Yeah, it was. And it's funny because there are certain things about my childhood I remember growing up. Mm. And you know, and my one of my favorite ones was I lived in South Windsor. My parents had a two-story house, and walking into, I think I was probably 7 or 8 years old, walking into the living room, and my Easter gift, you know, was a 2-gallon aquarium.
Nice.
And my dad had set it up the night before. There were like two little guppies in there, a little mm-hmm. catfish, a snail, a little thing. And that got right. And I said, you know, I'm a lot older than 7 years old. So, I mean, you know, I'm talking 47, 48 years ago. I still remember the excitement of seeing the aquarium in the house. Mm. And it was all on, you know, on Easter Sunday. Instead of getting a ton of chocolate, a ton of eggs and things like that, I got myself a 2-gallon aquarium with like I said, two or three guppies in it.
Yeah, Easter's a fun time. I think that, I have a lot of great family memories that way. And even new family memories, right? I think my kids are now adult age and my wife still gives them Easter eggs and still an Easter basket and all that stuff just for fun. So it's just about getting together and having fun.
See, and I thought you were going to say, I was kind of worried that you're going to say, you know, my kids are adult age and my wife is now adult age. And I'm like, hey, you know.
What am I, a U.S. senator?
Are you having another drink?
You know what? I just realized this is 40 proof. This is 40%.
Oh, well, there you go.
Anyway, it's okay. All right.
No, but, that's one of the things I know a lot of people are, you know, saying it's going to be different this year. And it's like, you know what? We're going to get through this. I said one of the nice things that has kept me sane through basically some of the holidays and events like this is FaceTime and Zoom.
Yeah, you know what? It's the modern it's the modern way to communicate. And even my 85-year-old mother, we do Zoom and FaceTime with her as well. She's very technologically adept and always has been. So that's been great. But you know, we have one more lockdown, and it is so important that you know we just kind of hunker down, get through this thing over the month of April, and just wish for the best on the way out. Because the bottom line is. And because, you know, I come from the running industry and, you know, we see full 10,000, 15,000 person events going on in Florida, Texas, South Carolina, like all over the place. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on, you know, within the industry? Because people are just like, hey, we're going to run. I'm like, what are your safety precautions? Well, we ask all the participants to put on their masks at the beginning and at the end when they're crossing the finish line. I'm like, oh, okay then. And I'm wondering why the numbers are spiking everywhere.
Well, and that's the, you know, and I've got a really good friend of mine who's in the entertainment business in the sense of working in with, you know, the concerts and things like that. And it's amazing how they're looking to be even more careful, you know, figuring out how to do outdoor venues and, you know, basically pods of areas, you know, where they're, you know, it's like, yeah. We're going to get through this. That's what yeah. I keep wanting to tell people is we're going to get through this. As long as we just actually show each other some respect, just take care of each other.
Yeah.
It's a really simple thing to do. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, stand outside and yell at your neighbor across the street. I said, you know, living where I live, we've had a couple of, you know, the last summer where, you know, we called them the COVID drinks, and it was that, and that's exactly what we did. Yeah. I stood on my front yard. My neighbors were on their front yard, you know, over like that. Sure. Once in a while, the truck would go by and you'd have to go, all right. It was almost like, when you play road hockey car, you know, stuff like that, you just have to take a break, but you know, it is what it is. We'll get through it.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
So yesterday was Nostrovia.
My cough's gone.
There it is.
It's an Easter. It's an Easter miracle.
Hallelujah. So yesterday was April Fool's Day.
Yeah, boy, was it ever.
Now, have you ever been one of those kind of guys that have been really big with April Fools, like throughout your life? Because I've got to be honest, I never really was.
I was to a certain degree, you know, when I worked in an office kind of setting with people who are close, you know, to you can kind of get away with stuff. But, you know, for the last I got to tell you, 15 years I've kind of worked from home and around everywhere, you know, to do business. So I really don't have a close-knit kind of camaraderie like in an office setting. So,
but now you pulled a good one though, didn't you? Once.
Well, yeah. So, you know, when you go big or just go home, right? That's always been my motto. Either we do things big or just forget it. It's not worth doing. So a couple of years ago, I'm from the running industry. In the running industry, there's a registration company called Race Roster. I've been with these guys since day one. I'm client number six. They register millions of people now around the world in races. And they're really, really great friends of mine. And they've taken care of Running Flat over the years, you know, when we needed a lot of help getting stuff done. So I want to tell you what I did. So this is the Race Roster logo. As you can see, it's, you know, it looks like a runner, you know, in kind of pointillism. And, you know, I thought, boy, wouldn't it be great to play a joke on these guys? And we always had this little joke going on between ourselves calling, hey, Race Rooster, you know. And a number of people actually would call a company and say, I'm looking for Race Rooster, you know, because they would just read the name really fast and get confused. So what I did was I did what every normal person should have done. I designed a Race Rooster logo back just before this is a true story happened 2 years ago. So I designed a Race Rooster logo with one of my suppliers out of London, Ontario, and the corporate offices for Race Roster is in London, Ontario. They've got about 80 employees in their office. And I thought, you know, what would be great is if a package of shirts showed up at their office on April 1st for every single employee in the office, and it was a Race Rooster shirt. So I had the printer make them and hand deliver them to the office. They sat on the CFO's desk. The CFO opened up the package that morning and just flipped out. He's like, who authorized this? And that's not even our logo. Who authorized this logo? And he just went absolutely berserk. It was awesome. I was in London, Ontario that day, just for fun on business. And I ended up going to Race Roster that day. And everybody put on their shirts, and corporately they thought it was a great joke. And one of the funny things is they actually allow their employees to wear this shirt to work.
That's awesome. See, that's brilliant. That's funny.
That is April Fool's Race Roster and Running Flat style.
See, I'm impressed with that. Mm. See, I've never done a lot of stuff like that. For me, the biggest thing I ever did was kind of got myself into trouble when I was back at 89X days.
Oh,
I was covering more. I was doing mornings, and I announced that we were doing a contest with front row tickets and backstage passes to see U2. And what it was basically you had to go to, you know, the X team, the roadies were going to be out at different areas, and you'd have to go find them. And, you know, and you'd get things, and we'd say, there's a gas station on 8 Mile Road in Livernois, you know, I'm just making up something. And you'll see two River Roadies at, you know, pump number 3, and all these people would be driving around, and we started to record all these guys. And they're like, we're like, well, we can't find them. We're keep looking. They've got to be there. Well, the thing was, U2 had never announced a concert. And so at about 9 o'clock when we said, hey, everybody, next week we'll tell you when the, next week, you know, or, you know, something about U2. And I went, oh, and by the way, everybody who's been playing along, April Fools.
Oh
my God. We had so many people who were like, you know, we're going to be late for work. And we did this and we did that. And we're like, oh man, honestly, we had some of the most evil emails. This was the date before social media, man. Thank God. And it was crazy. But yeah, you know, people just sometimes fall for it and they forget what, you know, day of the week it is.
Oh, that's bad. That's really bad.
So
you should be ashamed of yourself.
I did feel a little guilty, I did feel a little guilty, but then I'm like, well, you know, I'm gullible too, and it was all done out of love, just love, and ratings. And
ratings. Yeah, of course.
So I know today we're kind of just jumping all over things. So lately I've been you know, I mean, what else is there to do? There's a lot of watching of TV and Netflix and Crave and whatever, right?
Right.
So I just watched, and I know it's been on Netflix for a little while. It's six part, 1 hour segments, and it's about the Rajneeshis. He created a commune in Oregon, and then they basically took over a town.
Oh, I've seen this.
And
one,
how yeah. Oregon fought back. Mm. I almost went blind because I was so enthralled and entranced by watching this show, you know, where it's like, I'm like, wow, that's 4 hours. I should probably stop now because my eyes are, you know, I felt like it was almost like, I can't think of the movie now with his eyes wide open. My mind's blank right now.
Do you want some Krupnik?
That's what I feel like I need right now. But it was fantastic.
Yeah, don't fall into the Netflix hole, man. I mean, I've been doing it the whole time along. I'm starting to rewatch Star Trek, for God's sakes. I mean, that's how bad it is. So
yeah, I mean, the one nice thing is now that the weather's getting nicer, it's going to be a lot more doing stuff in my backyard. You know, fixing it up. I'm getting away from the TV, but right now it's, you know, it's like yesterday. What am I going to do? It's like, I'm not going to go and spend time outside. So I'm like, all right, I'll just sit here and watch, you know, Paradise PD and Superstore.
Yeah. And you know, in the next coming weeks, we have a lot to look forward to, right? We have some guests that are going to come on the show.
Yes.
And actually have lunch with us. So, you know, we're going to kind of revert back to our, you know, what are you having for lunch? With our special guests and you know, talk about maybe not necessarily their music or their albums, but more about them as people, because I think I think they're fascinating people.
Well, and of course we're also going to have to find out what their drink of choice is.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you know, I always figure if you're going to have lunch, you may as well have a drink with it as well.
Yeah. These are tentative times, man. I mean, you know, we're going into a shutdown. I don't know if you knew, but I rebooted Running Flat Radio.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. So we started that back up this week, and we got lots of guests coming on in the next month or so. You know, it's just really strange. I mean, after almost 3.5 years of being away from that show, the downloads are through the roof during COVID of that show. So it's kind of forced me to come back to that. I'm back to running, believe it or not. And, you know, we're up to 3 and 4K, 3-4 times a week with my running partners. So it's just, we're trying to fight our way through this.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing. And that's the one thing I said is I can't believe how much I have walked in the last year and a bit. Like, I mean, I've gone through two pairs. Like last year I went through three pairs of running shoes.
Right.
Hence the reason I'm so healthy looking. If it wasn't for beer, maybe I would be healthy.
Bourbon, beer, whiskey.
So that's the thing. So you're right though. We're working on some interesting guests, and it's kind of some fun guys too. That's the thing. Some of them are people from our past that you're going to remember
for sure,
and you know, hopefully still love and want to cuddle.
Yeah, they're all guys we know. They're all guys that have really interesting stories and interesting lives that we find them always fascinating if we can kind of catch up with them. And I think you're really gonna enjoy them.
I think so. So listen, why don't we wrap things up? Let people go and celebrate Good Friday and the Easter weekend. I hope everybody stays safe and healthy. Thanks to our friends at Hag Customs.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to be getting some neat stuff from them in the next couple of weeks. And we'll put money towards charities with the purchase of things.
Yeah, we're working with charities on that. So yeah, all the best, man.
I mean, hey, you know what? Why not? You know, you and I have been very lucky in our lives, and there's nothing wrong with giving back to help out those in need.
Always giving back. Always, yes, sir. Giving back. Have a great Easter, Greg.
You as well. Give everybody lots of love from me.
Love you, buddy. We'll see you next week, everybody. And don't forget, you can catch us everywhere. In audio and on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Have a good week.